Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, Z is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The strain of days trying to bear up under the shock and emotional upset caused by her broken romance with wealthy Barry Carlton brought Penny Gibbs to a nervous collapse. With Penny resting in her room, her invalid foster father Jed and her ex-fiancé Johnny Keith are talking in the downstairs sunroom.
It's got to be that way, Johnny. No two ways about it.
Well, all right, Jed, if you say so. I won't argue with a wiser man, but it looks and sounds strange to me.
Well, it won't when you see how it works out. You just wait and see.
Well, don't worry. I'll put it up the way you say. But if it falls down, I hope your head's under it.
If it falls down, son, I'll stick my head under it.
That's a deal. By the way, how are you coming with your plans for the slum clearance project in Chicago?
Well, so far, not bad.
I slipped a look at those first floor plans there, Jed, and saw some strange things.
Yeah?
You aren't going experimental, are you?
No, Johnny, not at all. What you saw were plans for apartments for disabled veterans and other invalid people.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains those inclines I saw indicated, huh?
Explains all the other indications, too. Got to thinking, son, there's a lot of things in this house I'd like to get my hands on without asking Penny or Nora or Grace or anyone else to get for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it sitting in this wheelchair. And there are a lot of people in wheelchairs in this world. Think they might be up against the same problems I am. So I thought I'd solve as many as I could.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, Jed.
It is a good idea. Only trouble is I might not be able to sell it to the commission building this project.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be... One of them knows what it's like to spend months and years and maybe a lifetime in a chair on wheels.
Well, I haven't spent a day in one, Jed, and I hope I never have to, but I think I'd see the need for apartments designed for invalids.
Well, I hope the fellows on the commission do, too. A lot can be done for invalids, Johnny, especially for the veterans who did a lot for us. I think you're right. I think the commission will remember that. If they don't, I think I'll highball myself out of Chicago and remind them.
Jed, I think the idea is great. And I don't think you'll have a bit of trouble selling it to the builders. In fact, they may want you to devote several floors to apartments for invalids.
Well, I hope so. There's a big demand for them.
Oh, there sure is. By the way, how's Penny today?
About the same. She's out of bed this afternoon, but she hasn't left her room. Grace says she's sitting in the big armchair by the window. Just sitting.
Poor kid.
Scared us half to death when she collapsed out in the yard.
Mm.
Went down in a heap as if she'd been struck by some invisible giant.
Well, she was, Jed. An invisible giant from within. You know, frankly, I'm surprised she didn't fold up sooner.
Well, so am I, in a way. But then she did just what I expected. Held on, steeled herself against the blow as long as she could. Johnny, I've known sorrow, so have you. But I don't think either of us have any idea what was going on in that poor girl's heart.
Oh, I have a fair idea, Jed. You see, I know what it is to lose someone you love. And not through death, which is final and leaves you without hope.
Mm.
But through some trick of fate that snatches that person away from you and keeps you apart forever. Jed, if Barry Carlton were dead, Penny's sorrow wouldn't be as deep and as biting as it is now.
Oh, I agree with you, son. Cruel as it sounds, I do. Would you like to go up and see Penny a little while?
Well, you think she'd see me?
Well, I don't know why not. Why don't you go up and see if you can make her smile? Dr. Ryan says a laugh would be better for her than any medicine in the world.
Well, all right. I'll go up for a few minutes.
Good. I'll rough in the changes on that new construction while you're upstairs. Take me quite a while. So stay with Penny as long as she'll let you. Coming, coming. Can't expect a man to run to the door when he's saddled to a pair of wheels, can you?
Good afternoon.
Well, Dr. Judson, come in.
I was just about to leave when no one answered the door, Mr. Billings. I was afraid no one was at home.
Oh, I'm always told, Dr. Judson. Don't feel up to going down the street in a wheelchair yet.
Well, I know a lot of people who do, and manage beautifully.
Yeah, going to give it a try one of these days.
Oh, I think you should. Mr. Billings, I heard that your stepdaughter collapsed yesterday afternoon. Is she up and out of the house already?
No, and I don't think she'll be up and around for several days yet. Poor child had a terrible shock, you know.
Yes, so I heard.
News gets around in this town, doesn't it, Dr. Jessen? Especially bad news.
Yes, and a minister follows it around, Mr. Billings. I'd like to see Miss Gibson talk with her, unless you think that's unwise.
I think it'd be good for her if you did, Dr. Jessen. Child is suffering from more than a broken heart. Frankly, I think she's lost faith. Though don't much blame her if she has.
Well, then I'm glad I came.
She's upstairs in the front room on the right as you go down the hall. Johnny Keith is with her now, but... Oh, here's Johnny now. How's Penny feeling, Johnny?
Not too good, Jed. I didn't know you had company.
Johnny, this is the Reverend Dr. Judson.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
I think we met at Nora and Freddie's wedding, Doctor.
Why, of course. What's the matter with me? I must be getting old. Johnny, Dr. Judson has been kind enough to come see Penny. Would you take him up to her room?
Why, sure, Jed. I'll lead the way, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. I'll see you again before I leave, Mr. Billings.
Do that, Dr. Judson. I'd like to know how the child reacts to what you have to say.
By the way, I enjoyed the way you read the wedding ceremony last week, Doctor.
Well, it's a beautiful service, Mr. Keith. Don't give me credit for it.
Oh, I've heard the same ceremony several times, and it didn't make the impression on me that it did when you conducted it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, this is the door to Penny's room right down here.
Well, this is a much bigger house than it appears to be on the outside, isn't
it? Well,
it
needs to be. There's a big family. The Langs, Mr. and Mrs. Billings, Penny, and two children.
Oh, that is quite a family, isn't it?
I'll say.
Come in.
Penny, you have a visitor.
Well, I thought you left, John. Oh, hello, Dr. Judson.
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs. I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, no, see, you're not coming.
Well, I have to get back to Jed and those sketches he's doing for me. I'll see you again, Dr. Judson.
Oh, I hope so, Mr. Keith. And soon.
Right off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sit down, Dr. Judson.
Thank you. Miss Gibbs, you've had a bad time of it, I understand.
Is the news all over town?
Well, I asked a few questions. You see, I noticed you were under an emotional strain at the wedding last week.
No, I was just full of selfish thoughts, Dr. Judson. The ceremony was lovely. I don't know why, but there's something sad about a wedding, isn't there? Anyway, I've shed my last tears.
I hope you have, but I don't think you have. And tears are nothing to be ashamed of, Miss Gibbs. God gave us the ability to cry so that we could release the heartache inside us.
Why does he allow us to have heartache?
I don't know. I've asked myself that question many times. But I've never found the answer. It's apparently just part of living, that's all. As much a part of it as the good there is in it. And I think we have to admit that God has furnished a fair balance of good and bad, hasn't he?
Yes, sir, he has.
Then we shouldn't complain too much about the bad times. I think the score is even by the time the game is over.
Is it?
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Miss Gibbs, I'm not going to preach to you, because a minister can do a great deal more than preach, and sometimes a great deal more out of the pulpit than in it. But if you've lost faith, you've lost everything.
All I have is faith, Dr. Judson.
Well, then, you've lost nothing, because, well, you know what faith is, don't you?
Oh, hope.
Oh, it's more than hope, a great deal more. It's a good, solid, sound, and satisfactory substitute for whatever you've lost. If you have faith, sincere and constant faith, you know in your heart that your dreams will come true and that your wishes will be granted.
You're not telling me anything I don't know and believe in, Dr. Judson.
I think I'm reminding you of something you've forgotten, Miss Gibbs. You've forgotten that there is a reason for life and that everything you find in life has a meaning.
Sometimes the meaning is impossible to understand.
Yes, it certainly is. That's why faith is important. And that's why, if you lose faith, you yourself are a lost person.
I'll find my faith again, sir.
I hope you do. But it may not be as easy as you think. You may need help.
I think I have to help myself.
Well, that's the most encouraging thing you've said since I came into this room. If you are ready to help yourself, a little help from others will make you sound again. Let me be one of those others, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, you have so many others to help. Others who need help much more than I do.
Yes, I do. But I want to help everyone I can. Because helping people is part of my job. And my job is to help all people who need help. If I ignore the needs of but one person, I am not doing what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you're very kind to offer me help, sir, but I know what I have to do. I have to get up on my feet and stay on them. And I have to forget the past. At least try to forget the past.
Oh, no. Don't try the impossible, Miss Gibbs. You can't forget the past. None of us can. Why don't you, instead of struggling to forget the unhappiness of the past, exert all your energies toward building a future for yourself?
All right, I'll try.
Oh, do more than try, Miss Gibbs. Do it. It can be done. I'm a minister, and I know. I've had to face not only my own problems in life, but to cope with the problems of others. And one of the reasons I believe that God is good to us is that there is no problem, however great, that cannot be overcome.
Well, what is it you want me to do?
Let me help you. Not only as your minister, but as a friend who will listen to you and advise you out of the knowledge gained through his own experience. Wherever and in whatever way I can. How about it?
How about it? You don't always talk like a minister, do you?
Do ministers talk a certain way?
Oh, most of them do.
Well, I'm not most of them. I'm just one of them. And I want to help you. Will you let me help you, Miss Gibbs?
If you'd like to.
I want to. But perhaps this isn't the time. Right now, you need rest and quiet. Later in the week, when you're stronger, I'll come back and we'll talk again.
Is the Reverend Dr. Wesley Judson going to help Penny overcome the heartache and sorrow which are threatening to destroy her life? Or is this broken-hearted young woman beyond hope? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger Cut Beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger Cut Beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef, and you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Heart in Harmony.